What separates extraordinary leaders from merely competent ones? It's rarely what conventional wisdom suggests. After interviewing over 70 CEOs across industries, a fascinating pattern emerges. 5 essential qualities that truly differentiate those who reach the highest levels. These aren't genetic gifts, but developed traits forged through attitude and discipline. The most successful executives aren't necessarily the smartest or most technically skilled. Instead, they possess something more fundamental, a unique way of approaching challenges, people, and opportunities that creates exceptional results. Their collective wisdom forms a leadership masterclass that's as practical as it is profound, one that has influenced business titans like Warren Buffett, who cited this research as transformative to how he evaluates executive talent. Behind CEOs' calm certainty lies an insatiable desire to learn. These leaders approach each day with childlike wonder, asking probing questions about everything from market trends to manufacturing processes. As Ford's Alan Mulally notes, every gathering is an opportunity to learn something new. These whole-brain thinkers connect seemingly unrelated dots to unlock hidden value, often through deceptively simple questions like, "Why do we do that?" NVIDIA's Jen-Hun Wang emphasizes, "The quality of your questions determines the quality of your insights." While curiosity is visible, resilience is less apparent. The best leaders actively embrace challenges, not just handle them. Many trace this quality to childhood hardship. Andrew Koslick of Intercontinental discovered 9 of his 10 executives had experienced significant childhood trauma. There's something about what happened to them as kids that pushed them on. Learning about your own strength makes you mature more quickly. Organizations like Teach for America and Accenture now screen for resilience. Accenture's CEO shared hiring someone with a seemingly sparse resume who worked weekends at his family's diner throughout college, demonstrating character without victimhood. Battle-hardened confidence requires a healthy relationship with failure. eBay's John Donahoe learned from a mentor to stop trying to bat 900 and accept that even the best leaders fail frequently. The strongest candidates aren't those with perfect records, but those who've learned what they can control, refuse victimhood, and tackle challenges with, "Got it, I'm on it." Effective executives possess team smarts, understanding group dynamics, player roles, and how to maximize collective performance. This begins with one-to-one interactions that form connective tissue between people. Gary McCullough shared how a coffee cart operator named Rosemary could predict employee success based on how they treated others, as those who treated people well would have colleagues pick up the ball when needed. Many CEOs develop team awareness through sports. Mark Pincus seeks soccer players who anticipate teammates' moves and create opportunities for others. Andrew Koslett learned from rugby that team members respond differently to challenges. Some need encouragement, others thrive on pressure, and some require clear directives. Effective team building includes making everyone a CEO of something meaningful, Pincus at Zynga, creating an expansive sense of we versus them, Nell Minow, sharing credit generously, Gordon Bethune at Continental, and recognizing diverse contributions, Sharon Napier at Partners Plus Napier. The ultimate test of team smarts is uniting people who don't directly report to you around a common goal. Susan Line of Guilt Group emphasizes having antenna for toxic employees who might undermine cohesion, prioritizing team players over raw talent. Despite CEOs consistently wanting concise communication, many employees deliver lengthy presentations, mistakenly equating thoroughness with verbosity. The disconnect is clear. Executives want people to be concise, get to the point, make it simple. Leaders combat complexity through strict limits. James Shiro demands 3 slides, 3 points, believing executives should know their business well enough to present concisely. Stephen Ballmer transformed Microsoft's meetings by reading materials in advance and starting with questions rather than sitting through presentations. When evaluating candidates, Marie D. Moore tests their ability to distill complicated information to its essence. William Green of Accenture simplifies success to three principles: competence, excelling at your current job; confidence, articulating your viewpoint; and caring, about team and customers. In today's time-pressed environment, those who communicate with clarity become organizational heroes. As Teresa Taylor of Quest Communications advises, be brief, be bright, and be gone. Fearlessness means challenging the status quo, even when things work well. As Ursula Burns of Xerox explains, it's seeing an opportunity even though things are not broken, and having the courage to destabilize for improvement. When you have good, you can actually talk yourself out of great. This quality distinguishes exceptional leaders from managers. Companies like Kodak and Blockbuster failed because they settled for good enough rather than evolving their profitable businesses. Fearlessness can be developed through practice. Gary McCullough advises making decisions with only 75-80% of desired information, as waiting for perfect data means missing opportunities. When hiring, CEOs seek candidates comfortable with uncertainty. Tachi Yamada values people with diverse geographic experiences who typically adapt better than those from a single location. Steve Hanna of The Onion deliberately creates productive discomfort by stepping outside his comfort zone daily through challenging conversations or unfamiliar projects. Employees unconsciously decide their daily work effort. Poor leadership with favoritism or inconsistent rules breeds disengagement. Tony Hsieh eventually dreaded getting out of bed at Link Exchange as culture deteriorated with growth. Effective CEOs establish fair cultures by modeling expected behaviors. SunGard's Cristobal Conde never raised his voice, recognizing that actions, particularly how rule violations are handled, define values better than mission statements. At Amgen, Kevin Scherer directly warned he would fire anyone engaging in political behavior. Company culture is defined by how challenges to ideas are received. When leaders welcome healthy debate rather than enforcing top-down decisions, employee commitment increases. Ursula Burns addressed Xerox's terminal niceness by encouraging frank discussions within the Xerox family. Hierarchical structures often create organizational bottlenecks. Successful leaders flatten organizations by facilitating rather than dominating. Vineet Nayar of HCL Technologies pushed decision-making away from executives through radical transparency, publishing financial information internally and inverting the organizational pyramid. Leadership defies simple definition, emerging from personality, context, challenges, and team dynamics. Great leaders see potential in others that they can't see in themselves, helping employees build expansive narratives about their capabilities by pushing them beyond comfort zones. As James Rogers of Duke Energy notes, people tend to limit their perceptions of themselves. Many CEOs reach their positions not by pursuing power, but by demonstrating unifying leadership. They often view themselves as architects of flourishing environments rather than dominant figures. Tony Hsieh of Zappos describes himself as designing the greenhouse where they can all flourish and grow rather than being the biggest plant. The CEO role requires balancing contradictions, caring about people while maintaining distance for difficult conversations, being confident without overconfidence, and having broad awareness while staying present. Leadership must be learned through experience. The most successful leaders inspire people to bring their best selves to work, creating environments where both individuals and organizations achieve what once seemed impossible.